from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They overcame a lot.
David West, remember? Nobody knew.
But then there's other times when things go wrong and you say, well, I don't think the Warriors had a chance after Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole.
Yeah, wow.
And nobody punched anybody, as far as we know, down in Santa Clara. But at what point does this go from, as Guru likes to say, nothing to see here, to this is now jeopardizing our season? That's kind of what I'm trying to glean from 49er fans, where they're at with this situation.
And can we put a panic meter to it, Steiny? Yeah, sorry, yeah.
You can, sure.
I'm at 8.5, and I'm going to tell you real quick here why I'm at 8.5.
Out of
10.
Oh.
1 through 10, 8.5. Now, I'm the guy that said, take away the San Francisco 49ers. If the said team has had this same run that the Niners had for the last 5 years, and they come so close to getting it done more than a few times, I have been consistent in telling you tomorrow is not promised. Yeah, you can feel that pain of almost getting it done, but when you start in sports and in life assuming that you're going to get to a certain plateau and everything's going to go your way every single season, Steiny, I firmly believe that is dangerous. So I was consistent with that mindset before any of this popped off. Now, no Ayuk, you're telling me this whole offseason, Brock Purdy has not thrown the pigskin to Brandon Ayuk. I think, Steiny, maybe you don't make or win the Super Bowl because of that, but I can firmly put my finger on that and say, damn, that will not go under the good column. And then here we go with Trent Williams. He wants his money. He's not there. So, Evan, I will not forget when he's filled in for you, Steiny, the word of the week was continuity. There's no way this offseason, since OTAs and what we've seen thus far, mirrors continuity. So, to me, I think it's a bigger deal than normal just because the Niners have had so much go their way and they've earned that. But now I think, you know what? What did you mention? 27 days? But my gosh, Steiny, you got to get your asses here. And I don't know what's going on. We've been playing this dog and pony show. Shout out Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh, who was saying a trade was imminent. This is tiring from afar. I can't imagine the guys on the team now with Ricky Pearsall, who you drafted. The youngster has a shoulder and hammy. He's not even practicing. So to your point, and I'll pass it back to you, how can this be good at all?
I don't think it can be good. The question is, if it's bad, how bad is it? Ooh. I'll throw it to Evan.
Ooh. I'm at 8.5.
Huh?
You're laughing.
As a 49er fan, if you have a panic meter, what would your panic meter be at right now? I've got some rules to my panic
meter. With everything
involved. I'll tell you mine in a minute.
Injuries and everything, E.
Probably a 7.5. Ooh, yeah, 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
We both said wow. Friend.
Jeez.
That's like a 9 on the Evan meter for me.
Well, if I'm thinking about this season, the goal is to win a Super Bowl, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So right now, there are only two things that could derail that. And that's distractions, which you just talked about, and injuries.
Man.
And right now they got a lot of both. So unless you think that those two are just going to go away magically, then I'm worried about the Niners being able to get back to where they were last year.
Boy, I think those are high. Those are high considering we're still a month away from the regular season.
Are you?
I can't put it more than a 5. Simply because we're not in the regular season yet. And I still think all this can be overcome.
Well, Jordan Poole got hit the season
started.
Did
somebody get hit that I'm aware of?
No, I hear. Well, I'm just talking about things. When you talk about distractions, you're right. That was physical.
An A1 major distraction.
That was a double A1.
I don't think the team got over the course of the entire season.
Yeah.
I think that affected the Warriors. If Ayuk and Trent Williams get in here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I don't think it's going to be affecting this team midway through the season, other than whether or not those guys came into camp in shape they were ready to go or not. But Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show this morning, and this is what he said. And I want to get into this because I want to get more specific with what he said. Take a listen.
For anybody to say this isn't a distraction is crazy. It is. It's all everybody's talking about with this team right now is those two players not there. And they're great players. And the 49ers have rewarded great players. They just have, under the John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan regime, they've rewarded every great player. Ayuk is next up. Trent's like at the very end. He's like, okay, I just saw Penei Sewell. I just saw these guys get rewarded this year. I'm way down the list right now. Let's just put me where I belong.
Anybody who says this isn't a distraction for the Niners is crazy.
Mm.
All right.
Napa State.
So let's say it is a distraction. What does that mean? Like, what does it mean? How does it affect the team?
How do you fix it?
How specifically are they distracted?
How do you fix it?
I don't even know what it is.
Well,
I'm trying to define what a distraction even is if two guys aren't practicing. You know what I mean? Like, if Spadoni is in the studio. Benny, have a good first day.
Yeah. Nephew.
Couple tears, but you know what? He said he was scared, but he did it anyways, and I was very proud of him.
That's good for him.
Way to go, Benny.
I hope you didn't do it like my mother did me. Kid, my first day, just dropped me off, and she cut out.
That's the way to do it.
Well, I'm still traumatized. I hope Donnie went into the classroom.
No, they don't bring us into the classroom.
You
do the assembly area. They say hi to all like the new students and stuff, and then they walked with their teachers and stuff.
Wow.
And then that's when we said,
yeah, I'm old school.
You don't want to linger. Like the cranberries time.
Drop him off and get out.
Dude, wow, man. That's cool.
By the way, whenever I coach my high school or college team, ain't no parents going to be in the gym. No chance. You don't get to watch practice. You might not even get to come to the games if I'm the coach. Anyway.
I just imagine you as Kurt Russell Miracle just saying again.
Kurt Russell.
What movie is that?
Oh, Miracle.
Man. I've never seen it.
About the Miracle on Ice?
Well, I saw the real Miracle on Ice. Why would I see it?
We're talking about
simulation. I know, but what I'm saying is I watched both those games. I watched Mike Arruzzioni.
That's your world, bro.
Live.
Okay.
Why would I see a movie without Mike Arruzzioni?
That's what they do in life. You make movies about great things that happen.
All right. So
Boldy played the game. So his expertise is second to none at what he's doing, and he's got some merch out now, Stoney. We'll get into that. But also, he's a former player.
Okay.
So he's giving you that perspective.
So 9 out of 10 guys that join us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. But again, I'm getting back to Spadoni.
Yeah.
You and I are in the studio now. Evan and Spadoni are in the control room. If Joe Spadoni right now started doing jumping jacks, that would distract me. That would be a distraction.
What a visual.
But
okay.
Trent Williams isn't around.
Like, how do you do with the jumping jack?
Brandon Ayuk's just standing around. So like, that's what does a distraction mean, and why is it so negative? Is it the only thing I can think of?
Is absence.
But the only thing I can think of is the players are getting asked about it a lot, and it gets tiring.
That's the easy part to me.
I live with these people. Like, I love these people.
Guru,
They're part of my family.
You. If you're out sick 1 week, it's not a distraction. You're out sick.
Or vacation.
Yeah. Or a Thursday.
Whoa, boy.
Or any given Thursday, that new movie they're making about our station. No, seriously, like,
GP3.
I'm trying to really nail this down. I thought in the NFL, yeah, if a guy's not there, he's just not there, next man up. So what?
Well, how much do you care or put emphasis in the NFL on practice? If Brock Purdy has not thrown Brandon Ayuk football all offseason, I think that's a big deal. Or if you tell me, hey, dude from Union City, you don't know what you're talking about. We're going to go out there week one, and I'm going to throw him 10 targets. He's going to catch 7. I don't know. But from the outside, Stani, that's a big deal. They have not worked with each other all offseason. Now I get OTAs, but now we're talking about training camp. And we're talking about the one game, allegedly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dress rehearsal this week, this Sunday, where if you wanted to play your starters. And now, what did you say yesterday? I got in the caddy. I swear to you, Stanley, I thought about Trent Williams. I'm like, this is the one where they know how valuable he is. This is not about how valuable Trent is. It's about how valuable they deem Brandon. So Brandon is more about the green guys. Trent's about the green guys, but it's not slash worth. They know that they need Trent.
So there's three guys right now out there that I think are interesting. One is C.D. Lamb, wide receiver in Dallas, who's not in camp at all. He's holding out. And Jerry Jones has been talking about that situation for the last week or so.
Yeah.
There's Hassan Reddick, an outside linebacker for the Jets. They acquired him in the offseason from Philly. And he's holding out, and he wants a contract extension. And the Jets general manager, a guy named Joe Douglas, says, we will not trade him.
Wow.
We are not trading him. He is under contract. We've been clear all offseason. We want him to come in for the $14 million that he's due this year. Period. End of story. It's up to him to come in. That's where we're at. Our position hasn't changed. The Niners, Goo, it's a little different. They've got a guy holding in. They've got a front office that ostensibly, not ostensibly, they've confirmed that they are allowing Ayuk to look at trades. So I'm just wondering, is there a good way to handle this? Should the 49ers have been doing it another way? Do you like the way Jerry Jones is talking about CeeDee Lamb? They're a month away from the start of their season. Jerry Jones 1 minute says he has no urgency. Then he says we miss him. But there's still not a lot of urgency. The Jets are saying, we're not budging. We told you 6 months ago. And the 49ers, on the other hand, apparently have been negotiating with Ayuk. Can't figure it out. Maybe he's going to be traded. Maybe he's not. They're back to the table. They're not back to the table. I mean, I'm just trying to assess how much this matters now and how much it's going to matter come the regular season, if at all.
Well,
that's where I'm at. Okay. I'm trying to figure out
I love it.
What we're talking about here in terms of manifesting itself into a successful season.
Well, I'll tell you what, CeeDee Lamb, I haven't heard one iota about a possible trade. I think that takes a lot out of your teammates and everybody involved, especially the way we thought the Brandon Ayuk situation was going. And the one thing about why I'm a bit irritated with the Niners and everybody involved, Ayuk included, is this thing jumped off in April at the draft. We just didn't know if it was going to be Debo or Ayuk. So it's been going on that long. And then when you talk about Reddick, Donnie, I like the team saying you ain't going nowhere. So my question to you is, who's the adult in the room in regard to the Brandon Ayuk? It's obvious that Brandon Ayuk does not want to go anywhere because he had allegedly the opportunity. That, to me, is a teammate watching this. Oh, man, we losing Evan today? Well, yeah, I think it's about to go down by four. Then it doesn't happen. Then we losing Spadoni today? Yeah, I think it's going to go down about 3:45. It doesn't. That's tiring. So I don't know what the Niners are doing, but CeeDee, to me, they know he's their Bosa. It's just about when, to me. Ayuk is, I don't know if they know how much they care about him or want to pay him. So that would scare me with 26, 27 games left, Donnie.
This from the 650. And I asked for it, and this is kind of what I was looking for. This is how it's a distraction, says the 650. Brandon Ayuk's hold-in due to a contract dispute can be a significant distraction to the team by disrupting the offensive game plan and team chemistry. His absence on the field may force other players to adjust their roles, potentially impacting their performance. Additionally, it can create tension within the locker room as teammates might feel frustrated by the uncertainty surrounding a key player's availability. What do you think? And I don't know that you could put a blanket statement over the whole team. But let's say you're somebody who's just a pretty good player, but not a great player on the Niners. Give me one.
Juwan Jennings.
I was gonna say okay. Juwan,
you want better?
No, I was thinking of the reason I didn't like Jennings because he plays wide receiver.
All right, Lenore.
Okay, Dominic
yeah.
Lenore.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. What do you think, if you were Dominic Lenore, what would you be thinking right now about Trent Williams and about Brandon Ayuk and the situation and how the 49ers
I'm being honest, it's all outdoors. I would mind my own effing business because both of those dudes are trying to get their chicken and I may be months or a year away from being in that position. All and right. that's the old adage, right?
But I'm Charvarius Ward now.
Okay.
So you're Lenore and I'm Ward.
Yeah.
Dude, what do you think about Trent and Ayuk? What do you think's going on there?
The team don't want to pay him. We need him in here.
Don't you think Brandon might be asking for a little too much?
I'm not cool with that, man. You know that. You don't speak on nobody's money. You don't know what he's asking for.
You don't speak publicly on people's money.
But, yeah. But what good is this doing you and I?
But this is what a distraction looks like, apparently.
Wow. What if it's after practice, I guess, or at lunch?
Well, no. I mean, I think there's something very real about if you're a player on that team. Look, the 49ers have not come to terms with two very important offensive players. If I'm in that locker room, I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm saying Brandon knows, Trent Williams knows, Shanahan knows. Parag knows. Jed knows. John Lynch knows. What do they know, Steiny? They all know we're not as good without him.
Okay, so...
So why are we trying to play without him?
What if one said, hey, what did you do when Bosa held out? Or what did you do when Debo requested a trade? Isn't it in that same playbook or realm?
Well,
been here before. Why is it different now?
Well, maybe it's not different now. Maybe it's not. Maybe Brandon Ayuk is going through his Bosa moment, plain and simple, and he'll sign the Wednesday before the game against the Jets.
And had that work out for Bosa on the field. I believe it didn't help him, Steiny.
Okay. But they went to the Super Bowl. Well, and
he needed oxygen.
You think he needed oxygen because he
I think he missed those reps in August. I do believe that plagued him throughout the year.
He never caught up. He never caught up.
I firmly believe he didn't catch up.
See, I don't know about that.
Right, that's just me.
I have no idea.
And it's like our sales team out there, Steiny. Listen, it's about reps. If you're telling me Brandon Ayuk doesn't need any reps with his starting quarterback, they don't need to throw the ball, forget preseason, then there's nothing to see here. But I think we're two smart enough men over 50 to know that, forget the preseason games, Steiny. I need to catch some passes from you. Now, I'm asking you point blank range, do you think they need to throw a pass to each other to be successful in week one, or they're grown men, they don't need it? That's what this boils down to me, reps. And yeah, Trent Williams, I don't care if you're at the LA Fitness in Houston. If you ain't got pads on and you put them on and you go out there and try to throw guys around and pull something, I think the Niners are going to look foolish, and Trent included, like, told you, that's why you're hurt. I don't know.
And there's a lot of, the 49ers aren't the only team going through stuff like this. But my question to 49er fans is, when does something that you're not worried about become something you're worried about? And the boss said something interesting today. And it was that, the 49ers, this is their Super Bowl window. Fans should be excited right now. We should be talking about Purdy and the weapons and whether the defense is going to be better and how Bosa looks.
Nick Sorensen.
And how McCaffrey looks. And what's Brandon Staley's role? And do you think Shanahan's changed any? Is Brock Purdy ready to take the next step? And my question to 49er fans is, are you enthusiastic right now about this season, or is what's going on in training camp with the holdout of Trent Williams, the hold-in of Brandon Ayuk, starting to make you think that this isn't going to be our year? Plain and simple.
And we haven't even talked about the health component of the other guys that are here, where they can't even do a joint practice.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.